Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
6:22, let's get to it, sports, because I know this is the busiest sports time of year.
Yeah,
and we need plenty of time to fill.
I got some stuff.
Okay, all right. We'll see. Your voice went high there, so I feel like you're lying to me, so I don't know. We'll see.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, hey, got some sports.
I did that. I think it was like legit cracking.
Anyway, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when your voice cracks, you need to lube it up a little bit. I got you covered.
You know, going through puberty again, man. Just wait till my voice drops again.
No. Oh.
Sound like Shaq.
Hey, mama. Hey. My voice dropped like 5 times.
Yeah. I'm going to go through some crappy scores because I'm just going to fill some time, and then we'll get to some good stories here. NHL tonight, actually, the Devils going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8:30 for a little Friday night NHL action. So into that, there you go, man. Saturday, Toronto's going to be in Detroit also at 7:30. NCAA men's college basketball, Central beating Miami of Ohio 83-69. Saturday's game, Purdue going to be at Michigan State at noon. Let's see if there's any more important game. Georgia Tech going to be at Notre Dame at 5 o'clock. Kent State at Central. Michigan, 7 o'clock. Sunday's game, Illinois going to be at Michigan, 2 o'clock. It's going to be a brawl. You know what I mean there. Just anyway, moving on.
Go on.
You get it because Juwan Howard?
Yes,
you know,
yes. We got
that Wisconsin game the other day. He hit that guy. Wham.
Right in the face.
Right in the face. It was like that Batman meme. Pow!
Right in the kisser.
Somebody should do that. They should put one of those little Batman like bubbles next to it. Pow!
I think they're probably trying to avoid anything else on there. Like, all right, serve your suspension.
Not trying to make it funny. Yeah. Is what you said.
You punched the guy in the face, Hunter. Good God.
Can't do that. Anyway, moving on. NFL. Sound of big NFL games next season. The sound of it will be a little different. What? What do you mean by that? Troy Aikman, who's been the lead analyst at Fox for 20 years. Close to signing a deal with ESPN to do Monday Night Football. Aikman, been rumored to be taking the Thursday Night Football job for Amazon. Al Michaels' contract with NBC is up, and he's been rumored to be signing with Amazon to do play-by-play for Thursday night. And with Aikman's upcoming move, the New York Post reports that ESPN is considering a run at Joe Buck to call Monday Night Football, even though he's got 1 year left on his Fox contract. So wait, is Joe Buck going to be calling Monday Night Football or Troy Aikman?
No, Troy Aikman's going to do Thursday Night Football, and
They were saying Al Michaels' contract up with NBC, and he's been rumored to be signing with Amazon to do Thursday night.
So is it going to be Al and Joe, or Al, and I'm so confused.
This story sucks. Whoever wrote this is confused as well. So I think what they're saying is Troy's going to be doing Monday Night Football.
Okay.
I think that's what they're trying to get to.
Look, he was a great quarterback, but I'm tired of him struggling through finding words for all those concussions he had.
Can we get Pat McAfee?
Pat McAfee would be great. That's what we need. We need these vibrant players because Tony Romo, him and Al Michaels together is unbelievable. It's like one of the best.
I love Tony Romo, it's great to have a QB in there telling your listening audience what the QB is reading at the time, because not everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what's going on before the snap. When Tony Romo's in the booth and calling it out and actually, like, legit calling the play.
Yeah.
Well, it makes the game so much better,
especially, for people who don't, like, or aren't savvy, never played. Like, it's cool. It gives you an inside look at what's going on.
Exactly.
And then you have the experience of Al Michaels in the background, both of them going back and forth. Dude, it's great. It's killer. So, I don't know.
You know what I don't like? I mean, I'd like his voice, but it's getting too... Bob Costas,
yeah.
He's a good golf announcer.
Yeah.
Like, he's a great announcer for golf. But when I hear him outside of golf, I'm just like...
Throws you off a little bit?
Yeah, it's like he's, like, trying to do that voice. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's like, we get it. You got a golden voice, and he really leans into it.
You know...
And for golf, it works.
Because you don't have to strain. It's not like you're doing big, play-by-play calls in that
just
one.
Just trying to make everything sound really nice.
What a great shot off the tee. You know who would be really good? Gilbert Gottfried. That's who they need to have,
dude. Oh, God, dude. The parrot from Aladdin? Dude, no. It's terrible.
What are you talking about? Just yelling.
What are you talking about?
You might as well have Urkel do it.
Hey, Lara.
You put Gilbert Godfrey and Urkel.
Hey,
Steve.
Carl.
Hey, Carl. What a great throw. He would love, he'd love commentating the Packers games. Got any cheese?
Got any cheese?
Good, yeah. Might as well. But anyway, Tony Romo's great. Who else would you put? I'd put Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee did do the sidelines for a while for like two games, and he's like, dude, I'm done with it.
Yes.
That sucks.
That's more because he couldn't wear his tank top and just kick back in his chair. Dude. He's like, right. I'm making millions and millions of dollars on my podcast. Let's just keep doing the right. podcast. That's easier. That's exactly. easier. So
kind of interesting to hear there. Next one, real quick, Kobe Bryant. He's in the news, man. He had a trading card. It sold privately, I should say, last week for a reported $2 million. The highest a Bryant card has ever been valued. The card is a 1997-98. Brock, might want to go through that little book you got there. It's a 1997-98 Metal Universe Precious Metal Gems Emerald.
Yeah.
It's arguably Kobe's best card in existence.
See, I never could afford the super fancy cards. Mm. You know, they'd always have those, all right? Like, growing up, there was the, like, expensive packs, and then there was, like, the cheap packs that you'd get that stale bubble gum in.
Dude, you never know, though. Like, I got, like, two or three books full of cards, and I'm sure they're all crappy. But you know what? I know I have some Kobe Bryant cards.
We'll go
by chance, could it be that? Dude, could you imagine, Bron? I don't show up on Monday. What happened to him? He went through this card book.
God, I hope you have that card, and it'll be fantastic.
You know?
And most of my cards ended up in my bike spokes anyway. So, I mean, even if I did have a good one. And that was probably a nice, thick card. So I was probably like, oh, man, this is going to sound real good on my
screen. This was loud. It's metal.
Yeah.
No.
Sparks. Dude, sparks come from this card. It's crazy. Put it on your. Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happens.
That's crazy, though. So, yeah, maybe take a gander through your old card collection and get rich over the weekend. So I'm going to end it there, man.
It's good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock what? WIRX.
Well, good morning. 7:23. Rock, Hunter.
Mark.
Rock and Mark. Put your shirt on, Mark. Hey, let's get to it. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products, new Bud products that they're releasing. They got that new Bud Light Next, which is amazing. Kiki actually tried that the other night when we were out, and she loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Zero carbs, only like 80 calories. Bud Light, man, I got you.
It's on top of the game, man.
Oh, yeah,
for real.
For sure.
Let's rip through some scores, and we'll get to some stories here. NHL tonight, the New Jersey Devils going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks, 8:30. Saturday's games, Toronto going to be Detroit at 7:30. Sunday, St. Louis going to be in Chicago at 3 o'clock. NHL fan, got a big weekend ahead of you. Men's college basketball, last night, Central beat Miami of Ohio, 83-69. There's some games this weekend. Hit the important ones, I guess. Purdue going to be at Michigan State at noon tomorrow. Let's see, Georgia Tech going to be at Notre Dame at 5 o'clock. Sunday's game, Illinois going to be at Michigan. It's going to be a brawl. Sunday, Brock, it's going to be, it's terrible to say that. It's not funny, is it?
I mean, it's a little funny. I mean,
Juwan Howard. So he finally apologized, I guess.
Oh, he did?
I'm sorry.
Did he apologize for hitting the guy or apologize for the whole, like, just like... Like, I'm sorry I punched the guy. Or is it like, I'm sorry that guy made me punch him in the face. There's two ways to apologize for
I this. Apologize, you rotten bastard. That's what he said. Not really sincere.
I'm sorry that he slammed his face into my fist. I'm sorry. I can't believe he did that.
You know, wow, though. There are a lot of screenshots and, you know, I can't be doing that, Juwan. Anyway, Michigan playing on Sunday there. So he'll be out until the tournament.
Yep.
The remaining of the regular season. NFL, the sound of the big NFL games next season. Maybe a little different. What? Troy Aikman, who's been the lead analyst at Fox for 20 years, close to signing a deal with ESPN to do Monday Night Football. Aikman had been rumored to be taking the Thursday Night Football job for Amazon, where Al Michaels' contract with NBC is up, and he's been rumored to be signing with Amazon to do play-by-play for Thursday Night. So, who knows who's going to be where and when and what? Aikman's upcoming move, the New York Post reports that ESPN has considered a run at Joe Buck to call Monday Night Football, even though he's got a year left with Fox. don't know. That's...
I'm not crazy about any of them except for Al Michaels, because I think Al Michaels is a dude. He's a staple, and I don't know if he's going to retire or if he's done or what, but I don't...
He's been around for a while.
We give Aikman and Joe Buck a lot of crap. They do fine. As far as background noise is concerned, whatever, but I think...
I don't mind Aikman. You don't like Aikman?
I don't know. He's kind of... I think he's a little full of himself, to be honest, you know?
Well, yeah, like, I think you're right there, but he's knowledgeable.
For sure. I think... To me, some of the best commentators are athletes. If you get a well-spoken, like Tony Romo has kind of really changed the game as far as announcers are concerned.
Great. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. He's funny. He's got a good personality. He's not dry. And he explains the game. Like, there's other great analysts. You got Boomer Esiason out there. You got Howie Long. You got Terry Bradshaw's an idiot. That guy needs to just go. So
Bradshaw had a skullet back when he played, dude.
It's insane. I think it's got to be a good fit. And they've tried some guys out that are like, that's not as good. Witten, right? Didn't Witten leave the Cowboys and then try and do broadcasting?
He did it for a year, and then he realized, I should probably be out there on the field rather than up here talking about it.
We'll see how it works, because the right announcers or wrong announcers can make a big difference in your watching experience.
Let's just get more Romo. Let's get Romo and McAfee together.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be awesome. Because you always have to have the straight laced dude.
Michaels. So you got the straight guy and the color man. All right, the color commentator is the guy that's like he brings in the John Madden was a great color commentator. Like he was there,
I
like
love John the, Madden,
his
dude.
Fun little quips and boom and drawn on the screen and you know. Mm-hmm. All that.
Hey, that guy looks like he got hit by a freight train. Boom.
Exactly.
What about
Collinsworth?
Collinsworth. Yeah.
I don't mind Collinsworth. I think he's done a good job. He's done it for a long time. So
this guy is ridiculous.
Yeah. Collinsworth loves Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, so it's always fun when he's
not great. Now I don't like him. Yeah. All right. Anyway, moving on. Kobe Bryant. He's got a trading card. It was sold privately last week for a reported $2 million. $2 million. It's the highest a Bryant card has ever been valued. The card is a 1997, 1998. All right, I'll give you time to go get your little card books out. All right, it's a 1997, 98 Metal Universe Precious Metal Gems Emerald. Arguably Kobe's best card in existence. Here's the thing. We talked about this last hour. I got three books full of cards, and I'm sure they're all crap. I'm sure they're the cheapest, crappiest, worthless cards. But there might be one gem in there.
No, there's none, Hunter.
No?
There's none.
How do you know? You've never even seen my collection.
I have
a few Kobe cards for sure. I have a couple Shaqs.
You maybe have one that's worth like $10, maybe $15, lucky.
I'm going to look this weekend. You know, I'm not even going to show up on Monday.
Yeah, good. You know what?
$500 million card.
Now I hope you have that card, because if it gets you out of here, I'll take it. Good. I hope you got it, buddy.
I'm going to sell it. You'll never see me again. Anyway, that's crazy, though, dude. $2 million for a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, for a little piece of what? Two by three or whatever, 1x3 card or whatever? Unbelievable. Yep.
One more story here that has to do with basketball. The son of LeBron James, you know, Bronny, he's been in the news a lot lately. He's a junior in high school. He just signed a big-time name, image, and likeness deal with an underwear company. Industry expects that Bronny will make $5.1 million in NIL deals before his high school career is over. What?
That's nuts,
wow.
Dude.
So LeBron just came out and said, hey, at my last year in the NBA, I'm going to play with Bronny.
What if he's a bust?
So Bronny is like the 30th best junior right now. So he's not even like the top prospect.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's kind of a weird, like, people are saying he's like trying to guarantee he gets into the NBA. Saying like it's going to persuade some teams to be like, okay, hey, if we pick up Bronny, hey. LeBron.
And you know what? That's some BS, man. Like,
it's BS. There's a lot of analysts right now just kind of furious about it. Like, dude, you're using your likeness to get somebody in the NBA that might not deserve to be there.
This is the perfect example. I mean, I'm sure you said he's top 30 in the country.
I think he's number 30.
Number 30? Okay. I mean, that's still effing massive. Impressive. I'm not going to take anything away from that.
Yeah, but, dude, he's a great basketball player.
But is he going to, you know, is that a starting position right there? This is just like someone's rich dad giving them like, oh, I had to work, I had to pick myself up from my bootstraps.
Like LeVar Ball, dude. Yeah, LeVar Ball.
Exactly.
He's doing like the LeVar Ball thing.
Yeah.
So, dude, just imagine if you were, let's say, number 5 in the country, right?
Yeah.
Bronny gets drafted over you to the team you wanted to go to.
Yeah. Yep.
Kind of piss you off, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's because your dad's LeBron James.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of big news in the sports world right now.
You're getting a job high up in the company because your dad owns the company. It's like, come on now, man. What are you doing?
Let's be honest, though. Isn't that kind of always how it's worked?
Yeah. For all the rich, you know, famous people. That's it.
You know.
You look at, like, the actors, like, the reason they got into acting and they got their first acting gig is because their dad or parent was an actor. That's it.
Well, it's just like Becky from Full House, you know, her daughter got into college because she was, well, Becky from Full House.
Yeah. Well, and they paid for it, too. I mean, that's same thing. Same thing.
So there you go, man. I mean, not much going on in sports, but something.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.